Mary Lou, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
I'm really caught into the story of your painting, the one called The Village of Marymount, 17th Century. There are various interesting aspects, but let's begin with the fact that it certainly isn't the Marymount we know today. Who was living there then? And what led to your interest in what life was like there in the 17th century?
Well, my interest in this subject has, I have had this for many years. And the interest actually began not in the Native Americans, but in the landscape and the wildlife that was here pre-European settlement. I used to just be fascinated about how the land must have looked, what animals were here, what kind of trees and plants were here. And when I started researching that, I soon learned that I couldn't tell this story through paintings, which was my goal, unless I told the story of the Native Americans that also lived here, because there was such an integral relationship between the two. So my interest in the Marymount area came a few years ago when ODOT, Ohio Department of Transportation, was working on the possibility of putting a highway through this area below Marymount in the Little Miami River floodplain, which had this Fort Ancient Village. And most of the Marymount Village that's there now, and many people around Cincinnati were very distressed about the fact that this highway could go right through this floodplain so close to their village for many other reasons. But I was very distressed because we knew that this major Native American village was there. The archaeological findings from that area by Dr. Ken Tang Kersley from the University of Cincinnati are just astounding. And so I created this painting as a way to help everyone be aware of the significance of that village and the importance to our history.
Well, you've said that the painting really was a collaboration between you and Dr. Tankersley.
Yes.
Tell us how that worked.
Well, Dr. Tankersley and his students had basically spent quite a bit of time down in that floodplain area. Ken knew that that village was there somewhere. Actually, there is a site right down there in Marymount called the Madisonville site that is already on the Register of National Historic Places. It is a major burial ground for the Native Americans. Now, the village is below that site, and it is down in the floodplain. But Ken knew it was there somewhere, but he didn't know where. So a few years back, he and his students did a major investigation and finally were able to locate the Indian village.
The painting shows the women of the village building a serpent mound that still exists today. Tell us something about the mound.
Well, the mound was built primarily by the women, the Fort Ancient women, for two reasons. First of all, for engineering purposes, the mound served as a way for them to channel water down to the village gardens. They were in this village during the summer months, but obviously during the winter and spring, they would go somewhere else to live because it would be flooded. But in the summer months, that's where they grew a lot of their gardens, and so the serpent mound would channel the water down to the gardens. But it was also a clan symbol. The serpent is a very important clan symbol for the Algonquin-speaking people and the Shawnee. And so the serpent, this clan symbol, was very, very important to them.
Well, a thing that I think is really wonderful is where the painting is now. Tell us about that.
Well, the Shawnee people that used to live here before European settlement eventually were banished from the Ohio lands. This area is their ancestral homeland. And when they were banished, many of them went down to Oklahoma. And today, there is a community called Shawnee, Oklahoma, and this is where most of the Shawnee people now live. Chief Glenna Wallace, the principal chief of the Shawnee people, has known of my work, and she became aware of my painting. She had bought several of my prints previously, but when she saw this original painting, she was really taken with it because it is a true historical depiction of her people in a very positive way. The painting depicts one day in the life of this Fort Ancient village. And again, the Fort Ancient people are the ancestors of the Shawnee. So the painting is really a collage of all kinds of little stories within the big story. It shows the entire village and people doing various things that they would do on a typical day in their village. And so there's lots of little stories about all the different ages and all the different people that lived in that village and what they did to help one another and to sustain themselves in the village. And the painting was purchased by Chief Glenna Wallace. It is now permanently being displayed at the Cultural Preservation Building in Shawnee, Oklahoma. This is a facility of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe, and they have a museum within the Cultural Preservation Building, and that's where it is displayed. I'm very excited about that because generations of Shawnee people can now learn just from looking at this picture about their history and about their ancestors. Now, if anybody is interested in purchasing a print of this painting, the Marymount Administration Building has copies of the print. And you can also see a copy, you can see an image of the painting on my website.
Can you tell us about the research that went into this painting?
Yes, I worked very closely with Dr. Kentang Kersley on this particular painting. And he was a wealth of information. And the painting was really a collaboration between the two of us. As an anthropologist, he is intimately familiar with this subject. And so the collaboration was very exciting and interesting. The painting, from its first concept sketch to the last, was all approved by Dr. Tank Kersley. The other work that I do, I also research by reading the original journals of some of the first explorers and settlers and Indian captives and missionaries that were here at the point of European settlement and even some a little before that. I also have other paleoethnobotanists and archaeologists and other individuals that I can consult with if I need particular information to create one of my paintings. So I really think it's important to make sure that my work is very thoroughly researched because I want my viewers to really understand the truth of history. And so it's more than just a painting. It is an interpretation of the history that we know at this time.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about your work.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We've been talking with artist Mary Lou Holt about her painting, The Village of Marymount, 17th Century. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.